Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. This week, we begin a series of programs which take a look back at the year of 2012 in film. Now, in the past, we've done a four-part countdown, spotlighting the very best film music of the year, and we will indeed have a program later on which takes a look at the cream of the crop. However, this time around, I wanted to go for something a bit more all-encompassing, re-examining a broader array of movies and movie music. We're going to begin by surveying the prominent animated films of the past year. Generally, 2012 was one of the more disappointing years for animation in recent memory. There were a number of respectable films, sure, but nothing which stood out as genuinely great films. No movies which could stand tall alongside the likes of WALL-E, Rango, Ratatouille, or other recent gems. Still, there was quite a bit of interesting music offered up for many of these films, and we're going to explore some of that. We begin with what was undoubtedly the year's gentlest animated film, Studio Ghibli's The Secret World of Arrietty. An elegant, surprisingly subdued adaptation of the beloved novel The Borrowers, the film tells the story of an extremely tiny young girl who strikes up a friendship with a comparatively huge, ordinary human boy. Despite the presence of a cantankerous maid and a hungry cat, the story is an enjoyable low-stakes adventure, which takes place in a lovely setting and places a greater emphasis on atmosphere and the feelings of the characters than it does on frantic action sequences. The animation is truly wonderful, and the tenderness of the whole thing is underscored by music from French singer and harpist Cécile Corbel. It's Corbel's first venture into the world of film music, and her musical voice proves a perfect fit for this film's dreamy world. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music by Cecile Corbel, written for The Secret World of Arrietty. As I mentioned, that's perhaps the gentlest animated film of 2012, but Illumination Entertainment's The Lorax is unquestionably the most frustrating, an exasperating, endlessly obnoxious, revisionist take on the wonderful children's book written by Dr. Seuss. The film undermines the power of its title character and adds a lot of obnoxious padding. Adding insult to injury are the film's songs, featuring on-the-nose lyrics which are far too heavy-handed to land the satirical points they wish to make. At least we can be grateful the songs feature snappy melodies by composer John Powell, who also penned the original score. Powell is one of mainstream cinema's most reliable composers, and his bright, inventive orchestrations are always a pleasure to hear. However, his talents alone aren't enough to make The Lorax watchable. Let's take a listen.
Good
You don't know me, but my name's Cy. I'm just the O'Hare delivery guy. But it seems like trees might be worth a try. So I say, let it go.
My name is Dan.
And my name's Rose.
Our sun Wesley kind of glows. And that's not good, so we suppose we should let it grow.
I'm Grammy Norma, I'm old and I've got gray hair, but I remember
Anthonyville too. The things you say just might be true. It could be time to start anew and maybe change my point of view.
Nah, I say let it die.
Let it die, let it die. Let it shrivel up and...
Come on, who's with me, huh?
Nobody.
You greedy dirtbag!
Let it go, let it go. Let the love inside you show. Plant a seed inside the earth. Just one way to know its worth. Let's celebrate the world's rebirth. We say let it grow.
John Powell providing melodies for The Lorax, some of the more tolerable numbers actually featured there. The year's most frantic animated film was Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, which sends the popular DreamWorks characters on a chaotic cross-continental journey. The Madagascar franchise has never been a particularly inspired one, but this outing benefits from the film's decision to take things in a more Looney Tunes direction and embrace some inspired physical comedy. There's a lot of wacky, wild, Tex Avery-style stuff happening in Madagascar 3, and the mayhem is once again accompanied by the music of Hans Zimmer and his team. The central themes from the earlier movies have been left intact, as have references to John Barry's Born Free and the eternally grating song I Like to Move It. It's largely more of the same, but mostly good fun nonetheless. Let's take a listen. Music from Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, written by Hans Zimmer and friends. Another animal-centric animated franchise offered up its latest sequel this summer. Ice Age Continental Drift allowed viewers to catch up with Diego, Manny, Sid, and the rest of the gang. As ever, the story is moderately engaging, and the sequences featuring Scrat the Squirrel stand head and shoulders above everything else. Now, the original film featured an alternately lovely and funky score by David Newman, but the sequels have all featured slightly more energetic but less distinctive music by John Powell. Powell established some memorable themes in Ice Age 2, which have reappeared frequently in the series, but the most interesting musical moments in this film are the ones in which Powell explores some quirky new ideas. Let's take a listen.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. We just featured music by John Powell, written for Ice Age, Continental Drift. A lot of help from Beethoven in that selection, very much incorporating the spirit of Carl Stalling in fusing original material with stuff from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. The esteemed folks at Pixar have been in something of a creative slump in recent years. Their critically panned Cars 2 was a disappointing follow-up to one of their more underrated efforts, and this year's Brave wasn't a whole lot better. The film's superb animation and strong voice acting couldn't save a forgettable story and poorly drawn characters. The film ultimately felt far more like a subpar Disney princess outing than something worthy of the Pixar brand. The score by composer Patrick Doyle can best be described as, well, very Scottish. The composer certainly establishes a sense of place with his sweeping themes, and the original songs, provided by Julie Fowlis and Mumford & Sons, do the same. But it doesn't quite have the personality of his best work, a trend which has marked several of Doyle's scores in recent years. Still, it's a reasonably pleasant listen if you're in the mood for this sort of thing. Off to the Highlands we go!
Out into the light. waves unfold, deep waters hold reflections of times lost long ago. I will hear their every story, take hold of my own dream. Be as strong as the seas are stormy, I'm proud as an eagle's scream. I will ride, I will fly, chase the wind and touch the sky. I will fly, chase the wind and touch the sky.
Patrick Doyle and Julie Fowlis providing music for Pixar's Brave. We're generally lucky to get one stop-motion animated film in any given year, but 2012 provided us with no less than three of them. First up, Aardman Animation's The Pirates, Band of Misfits. The film was at the center of controversy earlier in the year due to a leprosy joke featured in the trailer. It's yet another instance of a film which was talked about vastly more during its pre-production stage than it was when it actually arrived in theaters. The movie bombed at the box office in America, perhaps because it didn't retain its marvelous original title, The Pirates in an Adventure with Scientists. The film featured a lively score by the hard-working Theodore Shapiro, a man who scores as many comedies in each year as any modern composer. Let's take a listen to his lively and engaging effort.
Thank you.
Music by Theodore Shapiro, written for The Pirates, Band of Misfits. On the near future, on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema, we'll be spotlighting music from another of 2012 stop-motion features, Tim Burton's Frankenweenie. But for the sake of time and plugging right along, we move along to the third stop-motion animated feature of the year, the distinctive and intriguing Paranorman, which tells the story of a young boy who can communicate with the dead. The film's premise is promising, and the animation is lovely, but the movie never quite manages to live up to its potential. Still, it has more than enough qualities to be worth checking out, including a beautifully melancholy John Bryan score, which does a superb job of drawing out the weary heartache at the core of this wild tale. In fact, the score features one of my favorite themes of the year. Let's take a listen. excellent score by John Bryan for Paranorman. Last but not least, we turn to DreamWorks' latest animated offering, Rise of the Guardians. It's an unusual cross between a superhero film and a holiday movie. Such iconic holiday figures as Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy join forces to fight the Boogeyman. That material is actually quite interesting, but the central figure of the story is the impish Jack Frost, who's seeking to find his place in the world amidst such well-defined pop culture figures. The film was scored by Alexandre Desplat, who plays with a number of rich thematic ideas and gets the opportunity to indulge his playful side. Between this score and his work on Wes Anderson's fantastic Mr. Fox, it's clear that Desplat's style meshes quite well with the realm of animation, and I hope it's something he digs into again in the future. For now, let's close out today's program with his melodic, wondrous music for Rise of the Guardians. Have a great week, everyone. I'll be back at you later.